MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Pietri Redenhuis from Herenia Capital Advisors. Pietri, PGMs, not the miners, the actual metals, platinum, palladium, they've been moving. They've created a lot of excitement. I can't help thinking a lot of the bounce in the miners week before last was more about oversold, more about Sibanye cutting back production. But I thought we'd get you on to get a sense of what are you seeing on the charts? Because my layman, they're not the most thrilling charts I've ever seen.
Good morning, Simon. And so not the most exciting charts on planet Earth, right? They have essentially been going sideways. I don't know, since sort of 2017 is the chart I'm looking at till now. The price hasn't really moved all that much. I mean, 2017 we were trading around 951 and we're trading now at sort of just under 1,000. So it hasn't really gone anywhere, to be honest. Essentially what I think has been a bit of a weight on the platinum stock is the transition to electronic vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a large push in that. And I think what we're starting to see now, and which is part of the reason why we're quite bullish on PGMs at this stage of the game, is that some of the auto manufacturers that made all these big promises to be, you know, 100% EV by 2030 are starting to roll back their commitments and say, well, we kind of like these internal combustion engines. So we're going to keep making them, and our 2030 target to be 100% EV, we are taking off the table. So I think that will theoretically bring back some demand for platinum.
Mm-hmm.
As we can see, post-COVID, we kind of rallied platinum price all the way to $1,200, $1,300 actually. I think it peaked above that. After COVID, this is during 2021. So maybe when we see a bit of demand coming back for catalytic converters, due to, you know, normal internal combustion engine motor vehicle production. Oh, it's a lot of big words. Making normal cars, basically.
Yeah.
Maybe that will start to push the platinum price up a little bit. And also, things like Sibanye cutting production obviously helps.
Yeah. But what we need on these prices, and it's kind of the same on palladium as well in terms of the sideways, we need a break of the channel. Then things get really, really exciting.
Yeah, I think that's I completely agree with that. I mean, if I look at the platinum chart here, it's really kind of been range bound, I want to say, between 1,000 and 850, right? Mm-hmm. It's picked above 1,000, even 1,100, I guess, is, you can expand that range to be that size. If it gets above 1,100, then I think we are sort of heading for new highs. But now I think our sort of immediate expectation is this $1,000 level is going to be quite a bit of resistance. If we can break above that, we got a shot at $1,100, which is about a 10% move. We know the platinum miners and PGM stocks in general are quite geared towards that.
Yeah.
So they'll run quite a bit more, we think. If we look at palladium, just to quote some prices, palladium and platinum look a bit different. Palladium has been in a sort of a bearish trend, I want to say, since 2021. But also, I guess on a long enough time frame, it's also really not gone anywhere. But it's been in a downward trend. And you and I have spoken in the past a little bit about the 200-day moving average.
Yeah.
What we've seen is an interesting move. One, a sort of thrust of the palladium price up above the 200-day moving average. And two, a shorter-term moving average crossing over with the longer-term one. So the 20-day moving average has cut above the 200. So those things are, well, it depends on your strategy that you're using, I guess, but can be considered what something called a robust entry. So if you're a trend following trader, that would be your first entry into the stock. When you break above the 200, that little moving average crossover would be your second signal to add to it. And from here, if it continues to trade higher and trend up, so we're essentially trying to pick a trend turning point here, which it seems it could be, you kind of want to add into the pullbacks every time it pulls back to that 20-day moving average. So from here, just a technical trend following chart strategy, palladium looks like it's ready to buy. In fact, you should have probably bought it a week ago. But it's trading at 1,084 at the time that I'm looking at this now. I mean, you know, if we look all the way at the highs that it was in 2022, it was at 3,400 almost. So it can almost triple from here.
Yeah, I'd actually forgotten about those highs. And resistance there as well, overhead resistance, also around sort of 1,100-ish, although the platinum one looking perhaps a little less bullish. So palladium perhaps the more interesting. And of course, Amanas are mostly platinum, but they've got some palladium and they've got the North American assets from Implats and Sabania. We'll leave it there. Petra Edenhaus here on your Capital Advisors. Appreciate the time. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.